Welcome to our third episode of Branding Out Loud. I'm Liz Usula, and I'm so delighted you're here. In our last episode, we talked all about the strategy behind refreshing the anchor brand. And so today, we're going to get into the creative, how this all comes to life. I'll be talking to Red Antler's executive creative director and one of my favorite collaborators, Jenna Nowitzki. First, a few things to know about our creative process. We don't work exactly the same way every time. It depends on the client and what we're trying to accomplish together. But some things remain consistent. One, we work conceptually, which means we're making design decisions based on a higher order idea, not just in terms of what looks or sounds good. Two, we start by exploring multiple conceptual ideas or creative directions through looser design methods, progressively narrowing down to one. Once we're all aligned on a single direction, we refine and deepen the full design system to the point that eventually becomes what you see out in the world. And three, we work really collaboratively, both internally and with our clients. So they're not just reviewing and approving the work, they really play a critical role in helping shape it. Our process is really designed to facilitate exploration, provocation, and a lot of conversation. With Anchor, we had an early creative round that showed four directions, all rooted in the strategy. And from there, Anchor selected two that we brought to life at a much higher degree of fidelity. This part of the process is always really exciting and also surprising because up until this point, things have been pretty abstract, but this is where everything starts to look and feel real. You can hear it in Mike's initial reaction.
Most of the time throughout the presentation, I was just kind of in shock because I had never experienced anything like that before.
So the direction we ultimately went with for Anchor is called In Your Own Words, which is all about your voice really saying it all. It communicates your identity, your idiosyncrasies, your tastes, your experiences, your tone. So in this direction, we're hearing the voice and everything it has to say. And I'll talk to Jenna a lot more about how we brought that idea to life creatively. A quick note, we realize we're talking about visual design in a purely audio format, but you can always head to the Anchor website to get a sense of what we're talking about.
One thing that you know, we've talked about kind of throughout this series is the fact that we start with our strategy and then we kind of explore multiple ways of expressing those ideas. Why do you think we approach it in this way, and what's the value of that to you?
Yeah, I think in the early stages, there's a lot of exploration that we really need to do to create those moments of discovery. And so it isn't about just jumping to the answer or what we think is the answer. You know, we have a responsibility to leave no stone unturned. And, you know, doing the research and rooting everything in strategy inspires many different ideas, some of which we try and will not work or aren't deep enough. And so part of it is really just getting out as much as we can and exploring as much as we can. I think it's also really important for us to present our clients with options. You know, we've never been the agency that's like, this is what it is, this is the answer, and you're going to go with it. I think it's really important, and our process definitely benefits from getting inputs from our clients and hearing about what's going to work for them, what can they really own. And oftentimes it's a few different things from a few different directions, but I think it's really important for them to have that input and see possibility and what their brand could look like in multiple ways.
So as we look at these different directions, what are you looking for? Like, how are you identifying what really is, you know, a rich kind of way forward? How are you evaluating things?
I guess I could answer that in a few different ways. And you know, I have my mental checklist of things that I'm asking myself and always asking the team. I think one thing is, you know, especially with a brand like Anchor or a brand, a digital brand in today's world, it's really making sure that there are enough tools in the toolkit, knowing that brands need to really show up in so many different places now, you know, making sure that we have many visual elements within our system to really tell the brand story in a variety of different ways. And sometimes, you know, we have a second to communicate our story, and sometimes we have many minutes on a digital experience. And so making sure that we have that flexibility built within the system and can speak at different volumes and in different ways. And so really what that means is making sure that, you know, we have a lot of system elements and that it feels like a really rich, immersive world.
How do you keep everyone inspired and motivated?
The creative process can be really challenging. And I think for me, it's really about identifying, okay, you know, what is working? Like, you know, when we're reviewing work, is there like a little nugget? And sometimes it's what you would least expect. And it's maybe a collision of two sketches coming together and you see the potential in something. And so I think it's, you know, poking at some of those things and pulling them out and asking questions and making sure that the team is continuing to push themselves out of their comfort zone and thinking about, you know, sometimes small details and where we can really make a difference. So I think it's a lot of asking questions and almost this feeling of never quite being satisfied and continuing to really explore and push something, but making sure that I'm identifying things that, you know, I think really have potential and leading them along, you know, in a way that isn't giving away the answer. Oftentimes I don't know the answer, but it's, you know, we all have our hunches or things that we respond to or inspired by. And so I think it's just important to identify those things and then, you know, ask questions along the way to really help direct the team.
Another part of the brand system is how we're communicating verbally. So thinking about how best to articulate what Anchor is and how it's different from everything else out there, all in a tone that is undeniably part of this creative universe of In Your Own Words. One part that I really love about the verbal aspect of the brand is we have this kind of sign-off moment of say it all with Anchor, which really gets at the all-inclusive idea from our strategy, communicating that Anchor is a comprehensive platform, but also that we're inviting you to share truly everything you have to say. Overall, the tone of voice just feels like an easy conversation.
So looking through everything, I'd love to know what really stands out to you about this work. What makes it, you know, special and surprising?
I think the first thing that really stood out to me and stands out to me was the way that we were able to visualize sound and visualize voice. I think that was a pretty big challenge at the outset, especially in looking at the category and the ways that other companies visualize sounds. There are a lot of tropes. Like when you think about sound waves, you see something in your mind, and that's what a lot of these other brands were doing. And I think what we really tapped into here was this idea of every voice sounds different. Each voice conjures up different colors, different textures, or different volumes and intonations. And how can those things really inspire a graphic language? And I think the team did a really great job of that. It feels like sound and it looks like sound, but not the way that you would imagine it. So we're playing into a familiar vernacular, but trying to do it in a way that feels really ownable and unique to Anchor.
I know the team did a ton of, you know, research, really looking into exactly as you're describing, not just what is a superficial understanding of a sound wave, but how can we really kind of get into the science of it and use that as inspiration for different graphic gestures? Because there is such a diversity and variety here.
I think color was a big thing, and that was something that we talked at length about. I think it's one of the hardest things that we solve for in brand systems because it can be so subjective, and color is something that can be really personal. And I think, you know, in this space, we really wanted to try to carve out our own own unique territory, and also pay homage to the original Anchor brand. And so exploring color, I think, was really a way for us to do that. And so building on this purple that they had and bringing a little bit more richness to it, a little bit more nuance to it, and then thinking about this system that we built, color system we build around it, and what really complements that purple. And I think the combination of the purple and the yellow is something that feels really unique and special to the Anchor brand.
Yeah, I agree. It was fun to work with a group of people who were not shy about color at all.
Not at all. It's true, though. It's very personal. We all have different associations with color. So trying to put those aside, I think, can sometimes be really hard to do.
Anything else that you think is super just special and interesting about this work in particular?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we've done with illustration and how we think about building out tools so that the Anchor team, they have things to work with and different elements to really use to express the brand or to communicate in different ways. And I think building on that idea of in your own voice, it wasn't just about sound or, you know, what voices look like at what volume or what scale. It was also about, you know, the subject matter and what people are talking about. So finding a way to really illustrate that and speak to, you know, the different topics and things that people are talking about and sharing with the world. I think doing that in a way that feels really fun and lighthearted and, you know, feels like a cohesive element and part of this system. So I think that was a really successful piece of this as well. One other thing I think worth calling out too is the way that the team really effortlessly and seamlessly integrated motion into the identity. And I'm looking at the animating symbol now, and I think, you know, this feeling or it giving the sense that it's recording exactly what I'm saying at this very moment, I think is a cool discovery. And so I think, you know, thinking about how motion can play a role in identity and create a feeling or, you know, evoke an emotion, I think is really powerful too. And we managed to do that in a way that feels really effortless. And also thinking about how that extends through things like icons and the interface, I think that was another really successful piece of the system.
So hopefully you can also see how In Your Own Words brings our strategy to life, especially when you think about our proposition being the all-inclusive podcasting platform that invites every voice to live out loud, and that feeling we identified that we want the brand to impart, which is resounding. In Your Own Words looks incredible. It's a super fun and engaging brand, and it's a creative idea we can all really believe in and carry forward because it's rooted in something courageous and emotionally resonant and true that we all agreed upon at the start. And that's it for today on Branding Out Loud. This whole series is really only possible because of and entirely inspired by Anchor. So a huge thank you to them. Thank you, Jenna, for taking the time to chat. And thank you to everyone at Red Antler who made this brand work so special and helped make this podcast happen. There are many of you, but please know that you are each brilliant and appreciated. And as always, thank you to our producer, AJ Filleri.